Unity is a big pursuit these days. It always has been. Even back in Genesis, we see man's pursuit of unity on display in Genesis chapter 11 and the Tower of Babel. A group of people decided to defy God's command to cover the earth with His glory. Instead, they put down some roots in order to showcase their own glory in being unified together as a people. And today, people will try and persuade you to join their political party or like their sports team or to even join their church in order to build personal towers and kingdoms. And no doubt, unity is of immense importance and it wields much power. A group of people moving the same direction can pull a much heavier load and make a greater impact than individuals can by themselves. But what is to be the basis of the Christian's unity? Let me give you some less than biblical grounds that churches have tried to build upon. Did you hear about the student pastor who, during Holy Week, allowed the students to spit on him just to gain attraction? Or the wrestling matches that depict Christians versus Satan? You may for a while be able to attract a crowd with gimmicks, but we must remember that what you win them with is what you win them to. So if it's tricks and gimmicks and teasers, egocentric incentives in order to win them, then you better keep bringing that stuff week after week because that's what they have been won over by. And as soon as you stop them, they will most likely leave. All those things are like cotton candy. They're all fluff and air, lots of flavor, but really no nutritional value. None of those gimmicks are able to captivate the human soul for all of eternity. I repeatedly receive appeals from different church leaders that say that if I want to reach more people for Christ as a pastor, then I can't go without a church marketing strategy, particularly their strategy. And it just so happens that they are offering a seminar for a certain price on how to develop one. Well, let me encourage you to present to people the glory of Christ, not gimmicks. John chapter 17, verse 22 says this, "The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one as we are one." Our unity is to be rooted and built upon the glory of Christ. As you pray today, please remember Larry Barker, the Director of Church Planning and Church Health for BMA Missions. And also remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the Americas, the Caribbean, and Spain.